Hi everybody, it's Janet McNally from Life Playground Coaching here, coming to you today with the wonderful David Hall and Richard Denny, who have started on their Caravan of Courage tour across Queensland and New South Wales in the East States of Australia. Hi guys.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going so far? Tell us where you are.
We're in Orange at the moment. We had a gig last night in Bathurst. Went really well received. The people are just so wonderful. And tonight we're actually in Orange, and we're speaking tonight to a nice group of people as well. So we're just finding the people along this tour are just awesome.
Fantastic people. It's just great. It was so well received last night. Everyone was so friendly. It was just so great to get out there and just to share some of the things which we've done in our businesses, and it was just great to share it all.
We found out some of their frustrations and some of their concerns, and it's good. The main concern I think that most people are having out here is understanding marketing and how to market to the clients to get more clients to come to you, and that's where we really specialize in is the marketing aside, so we can get swarms of clients through the door. And it's been well received.
Tell us a bit more about those pains. Where are they? Where? What is it? Is it lack of skills, lack of knowledge, lack of process, lack of the lot?
It's the number of things that they come up with, and that was there was obviously less people in the town. So we're talking to towns of predominantly around 40,000 people, whereas when we're normally in Sydney, there's 4 million people, availability for us to market to. But so they've got a lower population, but they don't have the skills, or they haven't got anyone to get the skills to
And
them.
one of the complaints last night was that there's not enough experts in the area who can actually help them out. Most of the people that claim they specialize in marketing around here aren't actually that great at what they do. So they've actually tried things and it hasn't worked out for them. So they're a little bit lost. What do we do next? How are we actually going to reach the clients and build up a business from it?
So when we gave them the tips, it was like, wow, excellent. We've got some tools now to go away with. And we've come up with a marketing inferno, which is just madness. It's what, 17 insane tips we give them, and they take it away and they can plug into their business and make more money. That's what it's all.
Fantastic. So that's that came about from last night, the 17 in, or the marketing inferno.
The marketing inferno came from us sitting in this van here. Banging around ideas, and we said, wow, we've just
We
created a
just looked at
wonderful
everything.
product.
We looked at everything that we actually do in our businesses now, and we actually categorized them all and classified them into a list. And there were 17 of them that we actively use in our businesses to actually bring more clients in the door.
Fantastic. Now, is any of those tips on offer for us this afternoon?
Got one tip for you tonight, today.
Fantastic.
These nice and
Shout it out.
All
We
right.
want to keep these nice and short, nice and sharp, so you can get some value. Your clients are getting some value out of this, hopefully. And stay on the tour, guys, because it just gets ramped up. We're just going to get better and better and madder and madder. So hopefully by the end of it, we're still friends. But
We'll see.
It's difficult.
All right.
Fantastic. Share the tip.
Okay, tip today is, are you contacting your clients regularly? Are you touching your client? Don't leave them for 6 months and expect them to come back into your business. They're not. Your competitors are going to be coming through the door and knocking off your client, taking your client that you've worked damn hard to keep. So you better be touching them all the time. And there's several ways that you can do that. And that can be just by picking up the phone. If you've got their phone number, why not call them and say, hey, look, I'm still here. I've got some wonderful products. I've got some wonderful service. In fact, I've got a wonderful offer for you this week. I've got a special. That's just one way. You can send out newsletters. Now, you should be sending out newsletters quarterly, every 3 months. So you should be sending out a nice one. And it's a bit about your business, but it's a lot about an offer and what's on offer for them. There's other ways we can do it, and there's a great leverage tool that Rich has been using, and that's.
Look, I use email, and before I actually tell you what I actually do with email, I'm going to tell you why it's really important that you actually do keep in contact with your clients. The statistics show that for every 5 weeks that you don't contact your clients, that you lose 12% of them. Now, it wouldn't take long to almost lose every client that you'd worked with just by simply contact with them, right? Now, the tool which I use for keeping in contact with people is just simply email. And one of the things which came up for me in conversation with clients is that a lot of people just lost my details. They wanted to use me again, but it was too hard to sift through all the invoices to find my number, or they just couldn't find it. Now, fortunately, a lot of the times I did make contact with those clients, and the way that I did it was through email. I just sent out very simple emails, which was basically a contact details reminder. Hey, such and such, just wanted to remind you of the services I offer, and here's my contact details, just in case you'd lost them. And those emails, very simple, have generated a lot of business for me, and anyone can do it. It's that simple.
Tip here is contact your clients regularly.
Yeah.
Not every day. There's too much, and there's not enough. So you get that between there.
So I guess what we're saying is like at least every 5 weeks, whether that some sort of just a point of contact, rather, you know, whether that's here's an offer, but and then if the, maybe the alternate one might be a newsletter that goes out quarterly, etc. But I, what I'm really hearing, guys, is that and I mean, guys out there, is 12. You lose 12% of your clients for every 5 weeks you don't contact. That is a pain point. So I think this is a real learning and a real gift here that we should all take on board and implement straight away in our businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. If you're contacting your clients regularly, they'll stay with you.
Yeah. And you go to so much effort in the first place to build rapport with people. I'm sure that they actually do want to use you again, but the problem is they get so much marketing from your competitors that they might be in the moment, they just need the problem solved, they can't track you down, and then unfortunately they have to call someone else just by being front of mind, having your information in front of them, and they will call you.
Fantastic. So guys, tonight, how many are you expecting to, you know, you got an audience there?
We've got a good audience coming through, and they're really getting on board. We've got the media on board, we've got radio shows, we've got interviews. We're actually doing an interview in Dubbo with a newspaper. We've done a radio interview in Orange. We've got another one in Brisbane just picked it up. So we've got a lot of support coming through for us. So it's really encouraging. And I want to thank everybody for all the encouragement they've given us, because it is a lot of courage to do this. And day three into it, I think we are.
We are indeed.
Day three. And we're still alive.
We're still alive. We're still putting up with each other. We are staying in a caravan, which we're in right now. And
I love it.
We'll get through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, guys, you are inspiring as ever. I look forward to speaking with you this time next week to hear. I mean, you'll have about 3 or 4 other meetings held by then. I think it'll be awesome to get some more feedback about, you know, what business owners' pains are, and you know, the tips that you're giving, that you guys are inspiring and giving to them to help them just, you know, make that one thing different in their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to do all of that. Yeah.
Magic. All right, guys, thank you so much. And we will be talking this day next week. Thank you. All right.